This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Okay, so when you do actually intend to have combat, I know, Jason, you and I have talked about this immensely, even like in episode and off episode. How do you balance your combat encounters to make them challenging? And this particular person mentions specifically smart players, which I tend to have a lot of very clever people or people like Jason and probably Cameron, who are very good at building characters that aren't broken but are maybe on the edge. So I
may have done that a few times.
Yeah, I'm guilty. So what do you guys do when you're trying to figure out or kind of pre-planning or even in the moment, like how do you go through the steps of balancing an encounter so that it's fun, it's challenging, it has that air of like, we might not make it out alive, because if every time the players just think, yeah, it's just a combat and we're going to move on, there's really no fun in it anymore. So what do you guys do with that?
Trial and error is always that's always kind of the best way to learn. You know, you learn from experience. But I would say just be prepared for other circumstances. So like for me, I've got, you know, like my side of the table here, I'll always keep like a couple extra minis just on deck, you know, because we use terrain and stuff like that. And like if it's too challenging and they're breezing through it, okay, well, a Number Hulk walks in. Or, you know, not like situations they make, have it make sense. But just be prepared for that scenario. And on the flip side too, you know, if it is a little bit too difficult, make sure you give them that scapegoat of, you know, well, the NPC that, you know, shows up that they had helped a couple of sessions back, whatever. But I would say definitely be prepared for an audible, whether it's helping them or making it more challenging.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're kind of aiming conceptually for the idea of like quantity, right? Mm-hmm. So like make sure that you have a set number of foes that you're going to encounter, but then you have a couple more that you could throw in, or you're able to reduce in some way, or you have like another like ally or some scenario that could come in and help. So you're kind of thinking like almost like a numbers game of like having like addition, subtraction.
Yeah. And really like the way that I kind of gauge combat isn't necessarily difficulty. It's it's enjoyment. If I know that I want to get through this specific combat because they've got more in store, then that foe might hit a little bit harder, but be a little bit squishier, or vice versa. You know, make it, if I feel like it's a little bit too drawn out, then maybe have a part of the ceiling collapse and make him make a dexterity saving throw. And then maybe one of the characters gets restrained instantly. A battle, you know, 3-1 became 2-1 and they're all damaged. So things like that can really up the ante and, you know, instill that panic.
Yeah, to like kind of piggyback on Cameron's thought is like your encounter doesn't have to have everyone on the stage at the same time. And I know we've talked about this before, Casey, but like you can say, if you kind of suspect that this might be too easy, you can always intend to have two more of that same monster or related monster around the corner who, after a few rounds and you judge like, oh yeah, this is kind of a cakewalk, they're going to come around the corner. But if you're realizing like, oh, I totally didn't realize that none of my characters are good at wisdom saves and these monsters do wisdom saves, so those two extra ones around the corner, they just never existed because they're going to get out of this thing with the skin of their teeth. And I think too, what Cameron kind of said, like after a while you get a sense of it, you know, of like what's going to be too easy, too hard. And I love your comment too, Cameron, about just like, well, was it fun? Like, is this going to be enjoyable? Right. Is it going to be interesting? Is it going to present a problem or an obstacle that's more than just they take a turn and they attack? They take a turn and they attack and rinse and repeat. There's more interesting mechanics going on that you can utilize. But also too, very practically, both Xanathar's Guide has a really great and really useful CR-based table to kind of set up your combat encounters based on the number of players and their levels. And then also, I might still be in beta, but I think everyone has access to it, to the campaign builder in D&D Beyond, which I think uses some of those same that same table, but just in a digital format where you can just say, are 11 goblins too much? Oh, they are. Okay, this says everyone's going to die. I should kind of dial that back. I think it might be one of the listings at the bottom of the page. So the campaign planner on D&D Beyond really helps too.
That's what I use personally, and it's awesome. I love it.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.